principle, election chaos, mind controls. America was founded to establish a country of individual sovereign rights of the citizens. The founders came from Europe, in which the countries were controlled by kings, and they had unilateral authority to basically do whatever they wanted. And if it wasn't the king that governed, it would be a church that ruled like a dictator. America was set up with freedom to voice one's thoughts, even if it criticized the government or a corporation or whomever, but there is a freedom of speech. There was also a freedom to bear arms, which guaranteed the freedom of speech. Many other freedoms were specifically named in the original Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And over the years, for one reason or another, every one of those sovereign rights have been compromised. Elections are supposed to be free from interference from anyone, but they have not been honest for almost since the time the country was established. And that's been over 200 years ago. Principle is defined as the structure and system which is both harmonious and totally in balance. Of course, harmonious and balance basically are the same thing. You can't have harmony if you're out of balance, and you can't have balance if you're not harmonious. Mind is defined in the Glossary of Science and Health, the textbook of Christian Science by Mary Baker Eddy, as the only I or us, the only spirit, soul, divine principle, substance, life, truth, love, the one God, not that which is in man, but the divine principle or God of whom man is the full and perfect expression, deity, which outlines but is not outlined. Man is defined in the glossary, same page 591, as the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. Genesis 1 also defines man. Genesis chapter 1 defines man as made in the image and likeness of God. In other words, man is reflection. So whatever God is, man has the opportunity to reflect that. It's his sovereign right. But we have to let it happen. We have to open our consciousness. It says right there in Genesis 1, we have to let it. It says to let man be made in God's image and likeness. What is devil? Devil is defined on page 584 of the glossary, and it says, evil, a lie, error. Neither corporeality nor mind. The opposite of truth. A belief in sin, sickness, and death. Animal magnetism or hypnotism. The lust of the flesh, which saith, I am life and intelligence in matter. There is more than one mind. For I am mind, a wicked mind, self-made or created by a tribal god, and put into the opposite of mind, termed matter. Thence, to reproduce a mortal universe, including man, not after the image and likeness of spirit, but after its own image. Well, that supposedly is the devil talking. That's how the devil is defined and identified. Matter is defined as mythology, mortality, another name for mortal mind, illusion. Intelligence, substance, and life in non-intelligence and mortality. Life resulting in death, and death in life. Sensation in sensationalness. Mind originating in matter. The opposite of truth. The opposite of spirit. The opposite of God. That of which immortal mind takes no cognizance. That which mortal mind sees, feels, hears, tastes, and smells only in belief. These definitions open up a whole new spectrum, giving us an opportunity to build a foundation for our thought, speech, and action. There are three introductory quotes at the beginning of the textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures. And they are as follows. The first one is the words of Jesus as related in the Gospel of John. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Mary Baker Eddy gave us a scientific statement of being, and it states, there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God. And man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Well, that's what we're trying to get freedom from. He shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We want to get free from the belief that life, truth, and intelligence is in matter. We want to get the understanding that it is in mind and that our only substance is spirit and that we, as an individual reflection or an individual manifestation of man, are a reflection of God. Our wholeness comes as a result of nurturing the qualities of God, which include being incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. If we nurture those qualities as a mother would nurture her child, or a gardener would nurture his garden, if we nurture our consciousness so that we only permit the facts of God to be in there, we will transform wherever we are in our spiritual sense to a higher level. We don't have to be concerned about the devil getting in, because if we mother our consciousness, we're only going to let the things of God enter. On page 587, the definition of God is that God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving and eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love, all-substance, intelligence. And the definition of good on the same page of 587 is God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omniaction. Omniscience includes omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing. If spirit is the substance of God, which it is, because God is spirit itself, and therefore we are of the substance of spirit, because we reflect whatever God is. Since God is spirit, which is flawless, because there's no matter there, it is flawless. So since God is spirit, and God is all those other things mentioned, God could not make a mistake. God is truth. A mistake is the opposite of truth. It is error. It is consciousness and motive. God is as pure as the newly falling snow. There is a big threat, I say big, only because mortal mind tries to make everything seem big. We have a video on the website. If you look under topics in the menu, it will say how big is the problem. And it is a video showing relative sizes of various things up in the sky. It shows the earth, the sun, you know, relative to each other in size. And then it shows in a progression about a half a dozen other bodies that are up there in the heavens that make the earth invisible and make the sun only a tiny little speck of a dot. And then things get larger and larger and larger, till I think the largest one it shows is, I think, the eighth largest one. And as mentioned, the sun looks like a little dot. To us here on Earth, the sun looks huge. It lights up the whole Earth. I do not feel concerned about election integrity or chaos surrounding the election day or any events between election day and the date of inauguration. For some of the reasons listed, number one, President Trump is the commander-in-chief, and even though most people don't know that, he has given the clue by wearing a hat that says 45-47. Now, 45 was the period ending in January of 2021. 46 ends in January 2025. And 47 begins in January 2025. So he's telling us something by wearing that hat, which he's been wearing for a year and a half, by the way. He's telling us that he is commander-in-chief and has never left the office. Of course, we know who the real commander-in-chief is, who has never left the office, and that's divine mind, the only mind that is real. He has over 100 countries that are in alliance with the U.S. that want to establish freedom in their country like the freedoms America was founded upon. The military has arrested and are either holding or have executed somewhere around 10,000 people who have been committing treason against America. The information is available, but most people don't pay any attention to it. The tribunals are announced. The arrests are announced. But people are lazy. Countries fall because good people know there's a problem that needs to be tended to, and they do nothing about it. The citizens don't deserve to be free if they're not going to guard their life, which really means their consciousness, and followed up with practical steps, just like closing the door in your house at night and locking it, just like driving a car with your hand on the steering wheel, assuming you're not in a self-driving car. But suppose you're in a car and you just take your hands off the wheel and you turn around to get something out of the back seat. The devil told Jesus to jump off of the top of the temple. He said, God will save you. Jesus repeated a verse out of the Bible that says, do not tempt the Lord thy God. We have to be intelligent in everything we do. Otherwise, we're not reflecting the intelligence of God. If we are aware there is evil going on, it is our duty to expose it. Mary Baker Eddy gave us a whole chapter on animal magnetism unmasked. It's our duty to unmask it. It's our duty to expose it. We don't just ignore it. We don't just say, well, God will take care of it. God helps those who help themselves. We have to help abide by the law, by help rooting out the ones that are not, in an impersonal way. Basically, the election is freedom versus communism. I never thought I would see it in my lifetime, but it's here. It's exactly what the election is about. There are a small group of people that would like to control the world, every country, including America. And they want to take America down first because we are the symbol, or have been, was founded upon the symbol of freedom of its citizens. Freedom from control by government. That's what we represent, or should be representing, because that was the foundation of the country. There are many countries that are under dictatorships that want to become free. This is the alliance. I think it's 102 countries that are in an alliance with our country, with that as their goal. We have an obligation to do every single day. We need to be affirming the truth, rejecting evil in all of its forms. And remember, evil thrives on deception. It wants to divide and conquer. It wants to mock truth. It wants to trick its opposite, which is truth. It wants to trick good. Mary Baker Eddy says the only power we have is what we do and the good we do and embody. So evil tries to make sure that we don't do good. It will give us every temptation in the book, in any form that we're weak in. So we have to be alert. We posted a treatment yesterday. No, actually it was today, on the website, that says mind alertness. Mind alertness. We have a picture of a light bulb. We need to be alert. We need to have our alarms always working. We need to filter everything that we let into consciousness. We cannot let the false belief that there are evil people that can have power over good. But we must know that evil is exposed, and we must help expose it if we know about it. And it should be eradicated, because that's the right place for evil to be. Eradicated. Seen for what it is, having no power over good, Slavery has no power over freedom. And if we help to uphold that principle, then we're going a step in the right direction. We cannot afford to let anything enter our consciousness that is not a quality of God. If we do, we are committing a grave sin. Spending one time thinking about doing, one moment thinking about doing something evil, Jesus said, is the same as doing it. It comes to us in every form, but we don't have to bite. We don't have to bite on the bait. Mr. Winslow describes evil as being a telephone that is constantly ringing, desiring for someone to pick it up so it can suggest all of the things which are the opposite of God. No, we don't have to pick it up. We can refuse it, and we should refuse it at the onset of the suggestion. We shouldn't even let the suggestion come close to being accepted. We have to recognize it when there is any touch or smell of evil. We can do it. Because truth is consciousness. God is consciousness. God is truth. So we have that ability from reflecting the consciousness of God. We have an obligation to help people be informed. Let them know. The candidates that are representing communism. Not to be taking it in that these are personalities, but they're symbols of communism. We have to get rid of the symbol. We cannot permit a loss of what God gave us as our freedom. We would not even be able to read books about Christian Science if we were under the strict thumb of communism. They would burn them all. Yeah, they would do anything to get rid of every morsel of thought of freedom. All of the ones that want to control the world population want to reduce the population by 94%. They want to take an 8.3 billion population world and cut it down to about 500 million. Keep only 5%. If you look outside and there's people out there, you count them out. 94 out of every 100 they want to get rid of. And so far they've been pretty successful on their fight to genocide the world. This pandemic was a fake pandemic. Of course, every disease is a fake. But they counted as the COVID thing, everything of every problem that anyone had. It was COVID, period. Mary Baker Eddy prayed 3 times a day for all humanity. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. He was subjected to a den of lions because he was not praying for the king. They made a rule that you had to pray for the king and no one else. The king was tricked into agreeing to it. And then when they brought him Daniel and they said he was caught praying to his God, not to you, king. So king had to keep his word. He thought Daniel would be eaten. He woke up early the next morning and went out to see if Daniel was okay or if he was gone. You know, eaten. But Daniel was fine. We need to be preparing for sensible things, such as having extra food and money, because they may try to cut off the communication with banks and may close down the gas stations. So we should have fuel for the car. We should have the kind of food that can't spoil, that does not need refrigeration or freezing. We've been telling people this for a long time. And everyone needs to be sensible. But never stop guarding your thought, claiming and affirming truth, and denying that evil has any power whatsoever. I am totally grateful that Mary Baker Eddy gave us Christian Science. She basically gave her life so that we would have Christian Science. And she gave it to us in such a wonderful, orderly manner, the way she arranged the chapters, the content within the chapters, the definitions she gave us. And she makes a statement on page 146 that she has reduced divine metaphysics to a system. That's what mathematics is, a system. It's a structure with a system on how it operates. And we have the very same thing with divine metaphysics, Christian Science. We have a structure and we have a system how it operates. We teach that in our recordings. The first step is to learn what the 7 terms for God really mean. And we have a book by Helen Wright, the founder of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. It's called Your Divinity Revealed. And there are 7 chapters in there, chapters 4 through 10 out of the 13 total chapters. Each one is exclusively dedicated to one of the 7 synonymous terms for God. We recommend that if you want to progress in your spiritual desire, your spiritual fulfillment, that you study science and health from beginning to end. And that you record everything you're studying. And then you write it in your own words. You don't have to write it down on paper. You can do what I'm doing. Talk into a microphone. Record it. Play it back. Listen to it when you're in the kitchen or taking a shower or whatever. Listen to it. Or if you have dedicated time to do it, just straight out, that's great. But you need to listen to what you recorded, both the original and your thoughts, because you should rewrite every sentence as to what that sentence means to you and record it. A lot of characters in the Bible I received wonderful inspiration from and education about who God is, what man is, the relationship between God and man, from Mary Baker Eddy and other advanced students of Christian Science. They gave us some very fine writings. Frederick L. Rawson, Wentworth Winslow, Dr. Robert C. Putnam was an expert Bible scholar. Of course, Mary Baker Eddy. We have something that if someone doesn't have, we don't probably appreciate what it really is. If you've had protection because of being a student of Christian Science, where you escaped accidents and injuries and sickness, diseases, and all that kind of thing, go without Christian Science for a while and see what your life is like. I doubt if it's going to be near as good as when you're studying Richard Strain was at the end of his rope. He went to a practitioner and said, I don't know what to do. I'm on a big, going around in a big circle. I work 18 hours a day, and when I get home, the only thing I can do is to eat and sleep. And I need that in order to be able to get up out of bed in the morning. But I'm not making any progress at all. What do I do? Happened to be a woman, and she said, well, how much are you studying? None. He was studying none. He said, I don't have time to study. When would I study? She didn't say a word. But she said that. How much are you studying? She said, if you're not studying 5 hours a day, you're not going to get anywhere. After contemplating it while he was there with her, he said, well, I don't have any choice. I don't know how I'll do it, but I'm going to do it. By the end of the first week, he made enough progress that he did not have a problem allocating 5 hours a day for study. He started it the next morning. The truth in this treatment is for the benefit of all humanity, and all humanity benefits from it. Nothing can dilute it, deflect it, interfere with it in any way, stop it or reverse it. It is always true, and everyone that listens to it will recognize the truth and benefit therefrom. God is the only power. God is all in all. All source and all manifestation. Amen.